Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Maggie. Good day, Mark.
Hey, Mike. Doing well.
We have a poem that you've selected that's more of a general nature. It's not really a study. It's the recommendations from the American Academy of Pediatrics for treating depression in teens. A little background, teen depression typically presents to primary care and is often untreated. In fact, most studies in the U.S. indicate that about 40% of teens with depressive disorders are not treated. A major unipolar depression, in other words, as opposed to bipolar, is a period lasting more than 2 weeks with five or more of the following symptoms: depressed mood, anhedonia, sleep problems including insomnia or hypersomnia, change in eating, specifically appetite changes or weight gain or loss, psychomotor retardation or agitation, low energy, poor concentration, thoughts of worthlessness or guilt, and recurrent thoughts of death or suicide. In addition, the symptoms must cause clinically significant distress or impairment in functioning. There are some things that need to get ruled out, things like substance abuse, medications, or perhaps hypothyroidism. Clearly, the first steps in treating depressed patients is for their safety. The first step includes assessing safety risks, specifically related to suicide, and if identified, a safety plan must be developed. Now, treatment of pediatric depression may occur in a variety of settings, obviously outpatient, partial hospital inpatient, or residential. A big part of treatment of depression involves education and mobilization of resources. An important component is education not only of the depressed teen, but also family members about the signs and symptoms of depression, careful discussion around treatment options and the benefits and risks of each of those. Among teens with depression who receive standard treatment, psychotherapy alone is used most often. The second most common treatment is medication monotherapy, and unfortunately, used least often, is the combo of psychotherapy and an antidepressant. The question that Mark's poem attempts to answer is, what are the guidelines from the American Academy of Pediatrics for the management of depression in teens? Mark, what's their sort of bottom line?
Yeah, it's first, I guess I want to talk a little bit first about how the guideline was developed. That's always an important thing to ask. You know, can I trust this guideline? Or was it based on expert opinion rather than on the evidence? Were there conflicts of interest? Who supported it? All those kind of things. So these guidelines were developed by an expert panel. They began with a systematic review of the evidence, and then they had an expert panel that went through several rounds of debate and discussion, kind of a Delphi process, they call it. And then there was a steering committee that saw everything and gave final approval, and then the American Academy of Peds endorsed the guideline. The panel didn't have any methodologic experts on it. It was primarily pediatricians and adolescent medicine experts. Most of the evidence was graded low quality, but many of the recommendations were strong or very strong recommendations. So that's always a little problematic when you believe very strongly in something, yet the evidence is weak. That's kind of cognitive dissonance there. They say that conflicts of interest were filed with the American Academy of Pediatrics and were, quote, managed by a process approved by the board, which, again, gives me a little pause. It's like, apparently there were all these conflicts, but, and particularly in the psych literature, that's a real issue. Often psych researchers tend to be very conflicted with industry conflicts, and we have no idea. It's like, trust us, we took care of it. So anyway, here's what they recommend. For mild depression, at least initially, they actually recommend not treating, but having some active support, monitoring, working with the family, having weekly or biweekly visits for 6 to 8 weeks. This was a very strong recommendation based on moderate quality evidence. So mild depression, watchful waiting and supportive visits, and kind of feel things out and see how things are going initially. For those adolescents who have moderate or severe depression, or if their mild depression isn't responding to support and monitoring, You should consider cognitive behavioral therapy or interpersonal psychotherapy and or antidepressant treatment. So they emphasize that CBT is probably the best initial option, although if it's not available, other kinds of psychotherapy or antidepressants are an option. They recommend using low doses of antidepressants and, of course, monitoring for efficacy and adverse effects. They recommend systematically tracking symptoms, function. They have some tools for how to track that in a systematic, kind of validated way. If you go to gladpc.org, it's gladpc.org. That's the acronym for the organization that came up with the guideline. And then finally, adolescents with moderate to severe depression and substance abuse or psychosis should be referred to a mental health specialist with ongoing co-management by the primary care doc. These guidelines are similar to those from the National Institute for Healthcare Excellence in the UK, although they tend to be a little bigger on the cognitive behavioral therapy and are go to drugs less quickly. They recommend only going to medical therapy if the psychotherapy is ineffective, not using it as a first-line therapy. And the NICE guidelines also emphasize fluoxetine as the first-line antidepressant in adolescents based on its side effect profile and the research evidence that's available. So I guess my takeaway is start with watchful waiting and supportive therapy for mild depression, cognitive behavioral therapy for moderate to severe, and consider adding a low-dose antidepressant like fluoxetine if patients aren't responsive. Close monitoring, of course, is important.
So I think this is consistent with the data that antidepressant medications is not a home run. It is only a bit better than a coin toss, meaning that it's better than nothing. But for long-term treatment and management, behavioral approaches are incredibly useful. And cognitive behavioral therapy still remains the gold standard. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.